Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Title Pending Month of Rams, Day 26, almost to the end, five episodes to go. I'm your host, Charlie Marcello, and today I'm going to be yelling quite a bit because I'm going to talk about something that pisses me the fuck off, and that is vaccine incentives. So I know certain areas, for example, New York City, are doing this thing where, let's say you're a fan of baseball and you're not vaccinated. They're offering you free tickets to a New York Yankees or a New York Mets games if you go and get your vaccine at the stadium. I know Ohio is doing a millionaire lottery draw where if you get the vaccine by a certain date, you enter in to win. New Jersey was doing a thing where they offer you, Governor Murphy was going to give you like a certain amount of money to go get a beer if you're over 21, if you get your vaccine. And that pisses me the fuck off. And that's, I mean, like, I hate the people, for example, that are like, it's a pandemic, don't make the pandemic political. Those are the same fucking assholes that refuse to get their goddamn vaccines, right? For example, why do I need to get anything for getting the vaccine? Me, for example, not trying to brag or say that I'm a better person than any of these people because I'm 100% not, but I've got both shots of my vaccine and got nothing for it. You know what I mean? I don't need them to be like, here's a Yankees ticket or here's money in order to get my vaccine. I got my vaccine because I care about people. The average person shouldn't need an incentive to do something to end a global pandemic in their country. That's what really upsets me about all of this. If it were up to me, we would take all of these fucking assholes that are waiting for the incentives to get their vaccine. And I understand some people may not have been able to get the vaccine already, which doesn't sound right to me because even the CDC has said that you don't have to wait 3 months after you get your after a positive COVID test, which I know some people, such as my sister, were waiting to do. There are people who claim that there are no openings. Within the city of Rochester, which is where I was vaccinated, there were probably 25, 50, 75, 100 openings in locations 15 to 20 minutes around me. And the one area I understand is if there are people who are not well off enough where they can't afford a car, can't afford an Uber, or just can't find ways to get there. But the people that wait for, that are like, you know, I'm going to wait till I can get something out of this, are the people that really piss me off. Because, like, think of all the people that have had loved ones die or not been able to see loved ones. Or these fucking dickheads who are like, I'm not going to wear a mask in the middle of a pandemic. But then, now that the CDC doesn't require masks, are like, their response is, well, the CDC doesn't claim that I need a mask. You fucking prick, you entitled dickhead. Why are you going to pick and choose when to believe the CDC when it's beneficial for you? Like, you don't get that benefit. We're not going to fucking do that for you people. Get the vaccine, right? The same people that are like, oh, blood clots, oh, blood clots, in like 10 people are the same ones that are saying, oh, well, COVID has a 99.9% survival rate. Like, yeah, but you know what? More people have fucking died of COVID than have died from getting the vaccine. More people died from taking, taking, like, pregnancy medication or Plan B than have died from getting the vaccine. But no one talks about that, probably because it has to do with women's reproductive systems, and men just love controlling that. For some unknown reason. That might be another episode if I feel like it. But yeah, if it were up to me, we'd take all of the douchebags that waited for these benefits and we would ship them off to the assholes of America, either Texas or Florida, because no one gives a shit about those two states. I guarantee you, if I woke up tomorrow and I checked my phone and there was an urgent news message that was like, nukes coming to wipe out Texas and Florida, I would go back to bed. I wouldn't care. I would feel bad for those people, yes. But if we were also like, oh, all the people are evacuated, then I would be like, who the fuck cares? Florida and Texas are the worst places in America, and I will die on that hill. But thank you for stopping by if you made it this far. Thank you. I apologize for screaming in your ear holes, and I love you. Peace.